It's a big job, but Melbourne man Scott Hilditch decided someone had to do it. He's just completed an audit of all the graffiti in central Melbourne. Mr. Hilditch heads the group Graffiti Hurts Australia, and he says the city is wrong to allow graffiti in certain laneways, even though it may be a tourist attraction. Brendan Trembarth reports.
In Melbourne, graffiti is allowed in certain laneways, such as Hosier Lane. The back street has become a tourist attraction.
I've seen some cool artwork throughout the United States touring around, but this is a new one. It's a very eclectic mix.
Jeremy Honig is from San Francisco. He came across the laneway by chance, then returned with his camera. The graffiti in Melbourne's laneways is done by a variety of people. Bexter, as she wants to be known, does stencils.
That's a newer one. It's a pair of skeletons kissing or embracing. So, yeah, it's just black and white with a little bit of fluoro.
The 30-year-old doesn't limit herself to legal walls.
It's a total rush to go out there and quickly put something up, and it's, you know, maybe it's at night or early in the morning and you don't know if it's going to be there the next day and you can't really see what you're doing, and then you go back a day or two later and it looks amazing, or you see somebody admiring and that, and it feels great.
Does it bother you that some people complain loudly about graffiti, that they hate it, they say it's, you know, ruining the city, that sort of thing, that they're scared by it?
Not really, I just think it's funny.
In what way?
I don't know, it's just like, generally those people are kind of just come across as being like this older, stuck-up, fuddy-duddy generation.
Melbourne resident Scott Hilditch hates to see graffiti around the city. He's been busy the last month and a half. He and his supporters have been counting graffiti.
We're actually combing every single square centimetre of the CBD.
Scott Hilditch heads the not-for-profit group Graffiti Hurts Australia. He says the graffiti count is proving what he suspected.
What this is showing us is that where there are no street permits or the street permit program, there is actually less graffiti by the tune of 49% compared to those where there are the street permits and the surrounding areas.
Many cities around Australia have experimented with places where graffiti can be done legally. At Sydney's Bondi Beach, near the skateboard park, there's a long graffiti mural painted with the approval and encouragement of the local council. Water, as he likes to be known, worked on the wall.
We just did it to sort of help clean up the area, give graffiti a positive impression to the public.
The 28-year-old is proud of his work and would like to see more legal walls around Australia. Others agree, but they won't convince Scott Hilditch. Scott Hilditch has completed a count at the graffiti-covered walls in central Melbourne and plans to do it again in 12 months.
Brendan Trembarth reporting.